If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host. Nah, fuck that, with your low, Glasses Malone.
Damn, I don't even remember what I said. Oh, you know what? What I asked you was, do you still consider Gunner a snitch?
Why would I not consider him a snitch when he told on camera?
Because he's not taking the stand no more, and I don't think they're even using none of his testimony. I don't think he's really said anything. Did he? I'm not really familiar with that, with these circumstances.
God damn it, Steel.
Well, far but, be it you do your research before coming onto this program.
Exactly.
I didn't get the opportunity to.
Okay, do you?
No, I was just asking on it because I know you was a real big, you was one of the first people saying early on, man, he's snitching.
No, I said he told when there a video came out of him telling. I didn't think he would tell.
You didn't think he would?
I give everybody the benefit of the doubt. I don't think nobody gonna tell till they actually tell.
Yeah, that's true.
So you just like being wrong.
Well, I'm okay with being wrong, but I give people the benefit of the doubt. I don't just make somebody a fucking snitch. This is the point, Steel. Okay, so let's say you killed somebody. Mm-hmm. Let's say I go to the police and I'll be like, man, Steel killed this person. Right? And they like, whatever. They come, they get a videotape of you killing somebody. Am I still not a snitch? Even if they don't have to use my testimony, am I a snitch?
Oh, hell yeah, you a snitch.
So then why the fuck would you ask me just because he's not going to, allegedly, his testimony is not going to be used when he told on tape? The premise of Thug's charges is that YSL is a gang. That's what a RICO charge is, right? A racketeering and corrupt organization.
And Gunner admitted to that.
So then,
he said it.
So, yes, he said a lot. He said, yes, they are a gang. So he's telling, that's snitching. It don't matter if he get up on the stand and be like, yes, we're a gang. It doesn't matter if he gets up there like New Jack City and be like, it was me. No, that's not what telling means exclusively. Telling means you giving information on a crime to make yourself unburdened for your crime, to not have to deal with the accountability of your crime, of your charges. He is the prime definition of snitching.
Well, great show, guys.
You know what, man? I don't know. Maybe I'm a... I believe that most niggas go fold, Gene. That's why if I was doing criminal shit, I wouldn't fuck with a whole bunch of people.
You tell me most of these niggas in the industry is gay. You telling me most of these niggas is gonna fold. Yet you ain't never seen nobody, none of these rap niggas suck a dick, yet you ain't never seen nobody tell. How do you come up with all these conclusions?
I just think the average person is go tell. I'm not saying everybody go fold under pressure, dog, but I think a good 80% of people will.
The average person is not considered in the life. The average person cannot be a snitch, right? If the average person saw a crime, them calling the police to report the crime is not snitching. It's only snitching.
I'm not talking about that, G. I'm talking about if I decide to start moving packs of cocaine across the country, I wouldn't just fuck with anybody on that, because the average person want to get money, but the average person, when comes type of situation come at hand, they gonna start telling, they gonna start running their mouth.
Yeah, but if I have to do something with Peter, right? Let's say somebody jumped on Peter, right? And Peter got in trouble, right? They jumped on Peter. And Peter, for some reason, didn't want to put him in prison. And Peter came and said, hey, Glasses, man, these motherfuckers jumped on me. I want to shoot them. If I go with Peter, I'm assuming he wouldn't tell on me. Because if he don't want to actually shoot them, he could go to the police and do the right thing. So it would be fucked up for Peter to come to me to get me knowing that we're going to commit a crime. And now when it's time for him to be accountable, decide I'm going to tell on Glasses. If you're not with the lifestyle,
that would be funny,
right? Call the police.
That would be so funny to bring the thing to the other person and have them tag along with you, and then you tell on them. Shit, it's different when you're the passenger in the car. That's still pretty shitty. But if you're the fucking driver, god damn. Fuck.
Yeah, that's fucked up. But I don't know, bro. I just think, you know, do you think I'm wrong?
Yes. I don't think most people tell in the light.
You know what, G? I disagree, man. I disagree. Any major organization that has ever been taken down has been from someone on the inside.
I'm not disagreeing. But that's not, you know how many organizations across America is where people don't tell?
One.
It's a ton of them.
Yeah. I think you're just a real optimistic person, man. You're one of the most optimistic people I know.
I'm not optimistic. I don't see most of the time that you did say that. And I don't see most people. How? You've never seen anybody being gay.
Man, I've seen a bunch of people. Well, gee, I'm not just making, I don't just make shit up out of my own mind and look at somebody and say, oh, they're gay.
Yes, you are.
It means I've seen them do some gay shit.
You have never seen no rapper do no gay shit in your entire life.
How you know that?
Because you would have said, Glasses, this dude did this gay shit.
I have told you these niggas did some gay shit. You just refused to
believe me. You ain't never in your life told me you seen a rapper do shit gay.
Hey, when we get off this thing, I'm going to tell you who all of them did some gay shit, who I don't seen do some gay shit.
And you saw them.
Seen?
And I've seen.
What was you doing while you was watching?
Nigga, they've been at parties and shit like that, dog. It's different situations. I ain't never been nowhere personally with them, no shit like that. I've seen them do some gay shit, and I got the fuck out.
So you was at a party where some rapper was sucking a dick.
I didn't see when I saw rappers kiss niggas and do all kind of weird shit. I ain't never seen nobody suck no dick.
You ain't seen nobody kiss nobody still.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I have. Nigga, I'm just not making shit up. I ain't just gonna call no man gay if he ain't
Yes,
gay.
You will.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you will. Because you are full of fucking jokes and you think it's funny.
If he's gay, you want to call him your man?
Why is it funny for somebody to be doing some gay shit? I didn't tell them to do no gay shit. That don't amuse me.
And you call him, and you make up funny names like Dougler.
Nigga, no, I got that from the homie 40 Glock.
See?
That's what you call him, Dougler.
See? You think it's funny. You smiling now.
It is some funny ass shit, but I'm not trolling you, dog. I've seen niggas do some crazy
You are
shit.
Definitely trolling me. All of these dudes, swear to God, they all this gay shit is happening in the industry, but none of y'all been where somebody was sucking a dick, but everybody sucking a dick.
With nobody, I've never been in nobody's intimate quarters like that, G, to know what they're doing.
Y'all, say, y'all saying it's happening at all the spots.
If, niggas kiss, if a nigga kiss another nigga in the mouth,
he's gay.
That means they he's gay.
You ain't never seen no rapper kiss nobody else in the mouth and you was there.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about. No Silence, GL, Peter in the house. Got my big brother Steel from OG Gangsta Rap Chronicles, where they cover everything gangsta rap related. You've heard of Gangsta Chronicles. I just had a thought, right? Because OJ just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Pete, why do I still not feel OJ did it? Now, listen. Could OJ have went over there? Yes. Could OJ went over there when it was happening? Possibly. Could OJ been there while it was happening? I'd even believe that. Maybe OJ comes over after it happens. I'm riding. I do not believe OJ did it. Now, maybe it makes me racist because every white person in this country feels OJ did it. But I just don't believe you go from not really being a hardened criminal to a double murderer in one night and then never murder anybody again.
I think the percentage of murders that happen outside of criminal syndicate that has to do with domestic spouse shit is like 90%+. Like it's high. Like you're either killing somebody because of a criminal enterprise associated action or it's your wife.
Like, okay.
Kind of like
okay.
Binary.
I've thought about that, right? Okay. I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Right. But even then, right? He stabs. So he's a double murderer.
Well, the other dude was just standing there.
But even then, why would he murder her? If he's used to seeing her be with women. If he's used to seeing her be with women, I mean, or he used to seeing Nicole be with men, right? Because the other lady said he used to look in the window when she was nailing dudes. What drove him this crazy to become a double murderer?
I don't know. I don't think that he tried to go murder them both. I think he tried to murder one and the other was there. Which was which? I don't know. He might have tried to catch Ron coming out on the sneak and she walked out after him and it was like, well, sorry.
That's not how murder,
the other way
but that's not how murder works with a knife.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You know what, man? I had a conversation with this one guy, and he said that OJ was with this Italian guy that had ties to the mob when they went over there to visit them that day. I share the same thoughts as you, G. I don't think he could have did that by himself if he did it. I think that would be extremely difficult.
And then he leaves one glove on the scene, another glove at his house. It just feels hella goofy.
I thought that was planted, though. I thought that was the whole Furman thing.
But that's...
Well, you know what?
But that's my point, right? That's what lost the case.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was discovered that Mark, you know, Furman had some real... He leaned real racist, right? He had a bunch of fucked up shit that he was saying about black people that
were on record. And he was on record for saying he set criminals up because he thought they were guilty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sure. So I think, man, I don't think he acted alone. I think he knew who did it, man. I don't ever think we ever fully know the truth of what really went down that day, but I don't think if he did do it, he didn't do it alone. He didn't act alone. And I think it has something to do with her. I think it has something to do with Nicole buying drugs or some shit like that.
Okay. Give me your theory.
She wasn't no drug dealer.
No, she did a lot of coke, though. She could owe somebody some money.
Yeah, but they go fat. Okay, Peter.
Yeah, if right. OJ, there's plenty of money over there. She didn't owe anybody so much money.
Some of those people are over there buying used quarter chickens. Some of them people buying quarter chickens for their personal use.
A nine?
That's pigeon shit money.
Huh?
A nine?
That's pigeon shit money. That's like $5,000-$10,000.
Peter, motherfucker would kill you over $$1,000. You talk. See, that's
she
a real white girl.
That kind of money. Grand, man, family comes from money. He's got money. She's getting alimony money. She'd have to go through a quarter a day.
Well, my man believes that OJ had a hand in it, but he didn't act alone.
That's probably fair.
I don't think OJ had a hand in it. That's my problem. Like, now, could he have paid possibly?
He couldn't get his hand in it.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about that because it's somebody with little hands that did the stabbing. Peter, is it ridiculous? What is a possibility that could have happened? What could have happened?
How do you mean?
If OJ did not do it, like the Kardashian guy, like who the fuck did it? And why?
That's like one of those, that's the other thing to me. It's like, the idea that, oh, Ron or she or whatever, they were running around some coke mess or whatever the fuck, like, that to me doesn't wash because, like I said, she has access to money. It's just stupid. And she's old. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. Unless Ron was some, like, quietly super covert hustler and happened to get tracked down for his moment of penance over drug debt at her house? Maybe, I don't know. But I mean, starting to go any like further into speculation, you're just getting further and further into the abstract. I mean, like, I don't think that there was a lot of other options there for it. Like, if not him, then who else would have such a significant, you know? And I don't think his family was broke either. You know, like, we're not talking large sums of money. Like, I'll put it this way. In that world, if you're in that kind of trouble, that family's coming up with $100,000.
Oh, pow. Okay, but why does OJ kill her? Because he didn't catch her in the act with Ron, so why would he kill her if this is their normal routine?
I don't know all the intricacies of an ugly divorce that went on there. When this was going on, I was like 10 or 11.
Bro, Nicole wasn't just fucking, she just wasn't messing with the dude. Actually, I heard she wasn't even messing with the guy that she got murdered with, the Ron Goldman guy.
She was fucking him.
You know, I'm telling you what I heard from somebody else. This is not, like, I obviously wasn't there, but from what I understand, Marcus Allen tapped that ass.
Yeah, she was fucking. She was like a little, the homegirl, you know, talked about it.
Okay, I believe, Peter, that it wasn't so much the people that OJ didn't know, but when she got to messing with cats, he knew, and Marcus Allen was like his little brother or whatever like that. That kind of fucked his head up. It could have been a crime of passion, man. He could have went over there one day and just loped up.
Yeah, but
I think that it probably was. But you got to understand, in that kind of a situation, you have three things brewing. You have new dick brewing, you have money brewing, and you have child custody brewing. You know, any of those three things could have spiked at a given moment or two or three at a time. You've got post-divorce shit. She's taking my money. She's suing again for more fucking money over my dead body. You stealing all my money. I only get to see my kids twice a fucking month. Bull fucking shit. I pay for all this kind of crap. You're fucking this guy. I ain't seen my son 3 fucking weeks. I owe you $75,000 a fucking month. Fuck this shit. I'm putting it. And you could talk yourself into going fucking nuts. One thing I'll say that nobody knows. Her younger sister was sitting right next to my dad in her office when that call came in. That it was the emergency call, you know, the next of kin or whatever call. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, oh my God, something happened to my sister. It was, OJ killed my sister.
Yeah, but even then, it's like...
like, the family knew that there was that much tension before.
But it, even that, I mean, he is a black man and it is white people. Pete, I know that don't seem like much, but it matters. He went to just be a double murderer, Pete, in passion over something he's seen a thousand times. Like, this wasn't a divorce that happened 2 days ago. Like, he just flipped out and murdered two people while one person sat right there and the other person was right there. And then he trailed the blood back to his house. It just feels a bit disingenuous, man. Something about it don't... like, I get the concept of crime of passion, and I get the concept that who else? But that's not a reason to convict somebody. Like, this is somebody who don't have a violent history. Now, again, because it is the passion of love, that's possible. But he didn't get a scratch on him, or the scratch he got on him was a small bruise on his finger, and he leaked blood in gloves that he had on.
I found the guy's name is Chris Todd that I talked to. Now, Chris Todd has done extensive investigations. He's talked to a number of different people and went out and did a bunch of research. And he said it had something to do with the cocaine trade. Like, OJ, like, they was involved in some kind of cocaine trade or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, hold on. Yeah. Okay, hold on, Steve. Okay, Pete, what if OJ is putting his money in dope and they kill his family as revenge?
This man has had his life gone through with a fucking louse comb for how the fuck long? There'd have been a charge. There'd have been an investigation of consequence to the point where it would have became public record.
Are we really saying that the law enforcement is that smart all the time?
When they dedicate that kind of resource to one singular thing, you gotta understand, this guy was like public enemy fucking number one. We got off of that shit.
Yeah, but if you're thinking about it, right, they arrested him in 2 days. So it wasn't like they looked for anybody else.
Yeah, but they arrested him. And then after that, you're going through all of this shit, like all hell. They're going to be going through all of this shit afterwards. There's discovery on both ends because now you're tried and it's going to trial. So you have bilateral discovery of everything, a facet of his life. Then he goes to civil court. There's bilateral discovery of every single facet of his life. He goes to prison in fucking Vegas for however the fuck long with all this other shit. I guarantee you, if there was a reason for some officer in any department of any kind to be able to be like, he got off, well, I'm the one who fucking got his ass after he made us all look like jackasses. Believe me, some guy would love to be that hero. They would die to be that fucking hero.
Well, that's plausible, but in Chris Todd's theory, he went and did, like, he even looked at Ron Goldman's autopsy. Ron Goldman's autopsy revealed that he fought to the end. He just didn't go out like he didn't go out just getting stabbed. He was fighting.
He had to.
And whoever
said
that, and I don't know how they know all this shit, man, but they said whoever he was fighting off, he kicked him multiple times. OJ just walked away with a scratch and just like really nothing, no injuries. He'd have been in the fight, bro.
I mean, it depends.
He would have been in the fight.
Suggested he kicked the person multiple times, or he kicked a thing multiple times. You could be grabbed and stabbing a guy, and he's kicking and kicks a doorway 3-4 times.
Yeah, he kicks the dude, trying to fight him off.
But he's also not a murderer, so he's not a prolific murderer where he knows how to murder somebody without fighting to stab him. That's not a stabbing somebody, bro. Is some shit. It ain't like shooting a gun. Like stabbing somebody and to be able to stab somebody without physically being in a fight where you don't have any bruises, you don't have nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's really hard. To murder two people with a knife and you're not a professional and they know you're here, it would be different. It's not simple. It's a daunting task, to say the least, especially for somebody that's not a professional.
And think about this, G. Usually when somebody do a murder, even if let's say it wasn't premeditated, right? OJ had on custom-made Italian leather shoes that day, dog. He was dressed like he was going somewhere.
Or came from somewhere.
That day or that night.
You know, I don't know, like, I don't know. It's just a lot of stuff that's really strange with that, dog. Whatever it was, he wasn't alone. If he did do it, he wasn't by himself, bro.
Well,
that would have been hard. Let me tell you.
But if he did it, right? But if he did it still, then I understand. But my issue is something about it genuinely feels like he didn't do it. Like, now, that's not to say he don't have any implications on the crime. But I'm saying, did he do it? Like, I don't think he's this prolific double murderer. Like, it's different, Pete, when you find somebody in bed and you stab them both in bed. It's different when two people see your ass. That's not a, like, you know what I mean? That's not, like, when you catch somebody in bed, you just stabbing motherfuckers in the bed. Yeah, okay, cool. You catch a motherfucker sitting on the couch, you just stab motherfuckers on the couch. That is way, it's, okay, crime of passion. To actually go murder two people with a knife in a crime of passion is a daunting task, especially not to get hurt on the process. Like it's still going to take some effort. Like, and I don't know if he's this prolific murderer, especially because they were saying that the other dude wasn't a little dude. Goldman wasn't a little dude, cuz, and like, you know, you just grab him and stab him in the cold right there. Like, don't stab him, and you stab her. It's a lot.
That's what I'm saying. It's a bit hard. See, I'm a big dude, but I would imagine if I walked up on you and your girl, dog, and I'm trying to stab y'all, I'm going to have to focus on one of y'all at a time.
Well, you have to chase. You have to chase one of us, nigga. One of us, exactly. You have to chase.
And I'm going to tell you this. If it's me and Maria, more than likely, that dude going to be so engaged with me. Maria going to be up the block calling 911 or doing whatever it is she doing.
They going to find her body two blocks down the street.
It's going to be, and she might get away. You got to remember, they were in their house, and it's not like they were in this secluded area, bro, to where they was out somewhere and with nobody around for miles. Somebody run outside screaming, he stabbed me. That's going to garner some attention.
I don't know. It just felt weird. Like, and I'm not giving him the break. Like, don't get me wrong. At that time, I understand the mind state of black people in this country, especially following all this history. Obviously, the Rodney King beating is a couple days from that, you know what I mean, a couple years away from that, you know what I mean? I totally get it, but I don't think, like, that was the work of a murderer. You know what I'm saying? That's not the consistent of, like, crime of passion. You know what I mean? Like, that actually would take some skill set to murder a motherfucker like that and not to have nothing but a scratch on a finger.
Yeah, all he had was a little scratch, man. And I know it just shows you really where America was at with race, though, man, because I think that demonstrated it more than any other time. Because, you know, this ushered in the era of court TV, kind of. It was the most watched thing on TV at the time, though.
Has anything ever popped top that? I don't think nothing's even topped that.
Sheesh. No, ain't nothing ever topped that, man. It was just, you know, from the chase, it was like a movie, dog, from the beginning. He riding with his homeboy in a Bronco, man, they covering that. Everybody was watching that, dog, all around the world.
They interrupted the NBA finals for that.
They did.
I was pissed. And I wasn't allowed to watch it, so I was trying to move around the house to different rooms that had a TV because I wanted to get the finals on. And I didn't give – after first few minutes of watching that chase, I was like, I want to see the Dream. So – my parents didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't want me to see, like, live this dude, like, hop out of the car, blow his brains out, or whatever the hell, some shit. So they kept chasing me out of different rooms.
That's crazy.
Yeah, let me ask you this, Peter. You coming from a white household, did your parents automatically think OJ did it?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's different, though. My dad's known that family since he was 6 years old. Like, they went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. Like,
who? Which
Nicole
family?
Nicole was my dad's family. My
oh wow,
aunt Renee is Nicole's, like, best friend from high school. They were prom groups together. They were the same prom shit and all that. Wow. They've known each other for a long year. My dad worked with the younger sister. He went to school for 10 years with the older sister. My aunt knew Nicole. It's not quite necessarily the same objectively. You know what I mean? And I think the reaction that the younger sister had in real time was almost such that it was like a like the actualization of something that had been potentially anticipated for quite some time.
Okay, yeah, it's a number of things that could have happened, man. It's like, I can honestly say I don't know. Same. I just think, you know, this Chris Todd guy, he has a thing, because the thing is, bro, OJ could have been involved in some shady shit, right?
Like at that point, you know, in his life, to me, at that point in his life, that seems the most ridiculous, that a guy who's got money, getting paid, got fame on TV, doing movies, he's NBC Sports, he's Naked Gun, he's an NFL Hall of Famer, he can do whatever the fuck he wants to, and he's peddling fucking drugs around town. That to me seems more far-fetched than anything else.
Yeah, you just don't know, though, dog. It's like,
it wasn't like he was 25 years old running amok. He was darn near 45, 50 years old.
Well, if I recall, one of the things that was funny is that they said the Ron Gold guy had a bunch of different people's credit cards in his own wallet.
Maybe. Might have.
So he was actually out there scheming on people's cards and shit. Man, you don't know what could have happened, man. It could have been just some, they dead.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
They just ain't here. They dead, dog. Something happened. And you know
have
what?
You got good enough credit to...
I think there are very few real serial killers in this world, dog, or people that just go out and maliciously hunt people down, bro. Usually when you see people die fucked up ways, like you hear a family is getting slaughtered and shit like that, somebody in that house did something wrong to somebody, dog. Now, yeah, a lot of innocent people may catch the, you know, a lot of innocent people may catch the brunt of that attack, dog, but usually when it's personal like that, when you start seeing people's kids get whacked out, parents getting whacked out, dog, it's some personal shit, and you did something to somebody, dog. You took an extremely large sum of money from somebody, and you disrespected somebody to the max. But I don't think nobody is exactly innocent in those type of things, man. Something happened.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I mean, I guess it just comes down to, was it a crime of passion? Right? Are we saying OJ got so upset that she was with another guy, and maybe they got into an argument, a big blowout argument, why the guy was there, right? But then he didn't jump, he didn't do nothing. Like OJ was able to go get a. And where is the murder weapon? Where's the murder? You found the gloves. They kept the blood. You found all this. Where's the murder? You didn't identify any knives as the murder weapon?
I don't know. You know what?
If I was going to kill somebody, that would be like the first thing that I would be like is, where I'm going to dump this weapon.
Yeah, but.
That's like, I think, elementary.
But then I'm going to keep the gloves.
Secondary. The first thing that would cross my mind is, got to get rid of this weapon.
Nah.
If I did nothing else, that'd be the only thing I would do.
Well, the gloves and the murder weapon would probably go together.
Yeah.
Where is the fucking murder weapon?
There was some kind of rumor about that somewhere. Somebody found a discarded deal somewhere in the path between the house and his house and their house or something like that, but it wasn't able to be validated or something. I remember hearing about that. I don't know. I mean, like, you got to drive a few miles. I'll just stop and throw the shit into a sewer.
Yeah, but you follow blood to his house, and you didn't find a murder weapon.
You didn't follow blood to his house. That's ridiculous.
That's what they
he
said.
Didn't walk.
That's what they said. I swear to God.
No, they followed.
I swear to God, the blood.
You'd have to be hemorrhaging. He'd be dead. You'd have to be hemorrhaging. They followed blood to the car, and then from the car to the house, but not from the place to the house. He wasn't bleeding out of the car. Just woof.
Pete, no, listen. It really, they said it was a trail of blood from Nicole's house to OJ's house. I'm not tripping.
No. Well, that's either you're tripping or whoever wrote that fucked it up. That is impossible.
Still.
You couldn't cut your arm off still, and out the window.
Still, didn't they say this still? Do you remember them? You remember? I just watched it. I just watched it again.
Oh my God, my hands bleed. Let me stick it out the window.
No, that's what I'm
bleeding so much.
It was that's consistent. This now insanity. You getting my point? Where it's like, it's this obvious. It's a blood trail from that house to this house. It's blood on a Bronco. A speck of blood.
The blood's the one thing they know was manipulated. Was the manipulated thing?
Well, they could never. They could never verify. But what happened was they caught Mark Furman in other situations, right? And then he pled the fifth when they asked him, did he fuck with the crime scene? But no, part of the evidence was they followed blood from her house to his house.
Because of the nature of the compromised evidence being blood, that's the one thing I wouldn't take seriously. And just the simple fact, you can't bleed like that. That's ridiculous. So I don't even think that the two things are even hardly decently related. We know that blood was compromised by the investigative team.
We don't.
And we know you can't bleed out of a car like that. That's ridiculous.
I don't know if they said it was a car as much as, which is weird because he would have had to have been in
the
car.
There was blood in the car.
Yeah.
He hoofed it from Brentwood all the way over there.
That's what they said, not me. And then I did see that in the car.
Lady's house.
I don't know, but you got to watch this shit, dog. You got to watch The People versus O.J. Simpson. It's really a really good job of telling the story of everybody around the trial. But they talked about it, Pete, that the blood went from her house to his house. And it was on the Bronco, inside the Bronco. The glove was behind the house, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna tell you, dog, it's a lot to this shit, dog. It's a whole lot of layers to that case, man.
Pete think I'm playing this shit. This is what they said.
Yeah, you know what, though, man?
And I just want to know how close did they live. That's a lot of blood.
Yeah. You got to think about this, too. When you got a dude like Mark Furman involved, dog, you don't know what could have really happened, dog. He might have killed them motherfuckers.
Like, I've bled a lot. Like, I had to get stitches where there was blood bleeding through all kinds of shit and stuff from stupid-ass accidents. I couldn't walk it all the way there. Maybe one time I cut my ankle open and bled all over the place. If I walked to the hospital, you'd be like, oh, yeah, there were drops. But that was a huge cut. I just want to see what the address is. It is a stupid lady's house.
Telling you, it's shit crazy. So I just was thinking, you don't have a murder weapon. So OJ is this prolific killer that murders two people because he's mad that his ex-wife, who's a whore, and forgive me for using the word whore because I don't mean it in a derogatory term, a very promiscuous woman was doing something that she always did, yet this time specifically drove him to commit a double homicide, right? Oh, okay, not impossible. Possible, right? Try that. But then he didn't get hurt with two separate people, not in the same location, right? As far as in the house. Like, they weren't both in the bed. They weren't both on the couch. They weren't both asleep, so you could get to one. The other one was right there, and you know, so forth and so on, and you did this, and you went back home, you were able to successfully get rid of the murder weapon, yet you leaked blood all the way from no injury outside of a cut on your hand. Yet that cut is not in the gloves. But then you took the murder weapon and you skillfully disregarded the murder weapon, but you took the glove and dropped it in the back of your house, and you left the other glove at the crime scene. This shit feel funny. It feel funny.
I don't personally think that the crime happened with the two of them in the same place at the same time. I think that one person was in the place, and then the other person, after the first one was done, came out and stumbled upon the scene, and then they got theirs.
So now OJ is a surprise murderer that killed one and then waited for the other one out patiently.
I don't think waited. I think it was like just wrapped up. You hear someone, what the fuck's going on out here? Oh my God. Like, if say he's walking up to the house and Goldman's there and they get into a semi-prolonged struggle and it's done in 30 seconds, whatever the hell it is. That's probably about as long as it takes for her to hear a noise and go, what the fuck is that? And walk outside. And he just laid Goldman down. Ah, shit.
But she just stood right there?
She probably walked out, walked into it. I don't think it happened. I don't know the time and space of where it was, but I mean, this is a townhome, so you're basically dealing with a
yeah, but
narrow
it's,
corner.
It's
a, you walk out and it's right there.
But it's a front glass window where you could see. So, like, so he would have had to, so would have had either one of two things. One, he killed Goldman, right? If Goldman's the first who died, he killed Goldman outside, right? Which he would have had to get a knife from somewhere, or he'd had to go over there to kill them, right? So he gets a knife, he stabs Goldman. She either saw it coming out, or she stumbled upon him doing it. And then when he turned to her, she did not do anything. She just stayed right there and just and got killed.
I'm looking at this situation like, you're not going to see this unless you're right there. Like this blood area, you know, that corridor or the walkway where the, sure, where the metal the gate door is.
Yeah,
there's a brick wall, and then there's this gate. And then there's like a tremendous amount of foliage. You'd have to walk dead into the situation. No pun intended, apparently, as well.
We need to get that dude on a podcast still. Could we get him back?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can get him back. Yeah.
Because I need to get some more theories about what happened. I'm worried. This would have to be the greatest coincidence. Where is the murder weapon? Did he go over there with the knife? And then he got rid of the knife, but he kept the gloves. And then he left one glove here and the other glove there. Just, and if the police did do, you know, the job of fucking it up, then they fucked it up. Because it took a lot of sense away. Because I agree with you, Pete. Sense says, you know what I mean, a crime of passion. You know, even though he's used to this girl being a little promiscuous, this woman being a bit promiscuous.
I think it's also at this point in time, me personally, I don't think it's the promiscuity that did it. I think in all likelihood, when you get a little further away out from the divorce, it's about money. It's about kids.
Yeah, but you're going to murder him to get your kid?
Me personally.
But I'm saying, but OJ murdered?
You might be so pissed. I don't think it's like, I'm going to kill her so then I can have my kids. Or I'm going to kill her so that I don't have to pay her any more money. It's probably like some goings on in that part of it more so. And it just, fuck this. You could talk yourself into a lot of shit.
And then where'd you get the...
Yeah, that shit crazy.
And then where do you get the knife?
I'm just saying...
And then where do you get the knife?
Any old knife.
Where?
Any old knife.
Ain't no knife just sitting outside your house.
Anywhere.
Ain't no knife just sitting outside...
You can buy a knife at the sporting goods store for cash.
Think about it. If he would have bought a knife, they would have said OJ bought a knife.
Why would they say that?
A knife. Okay, so
maybe he had one. Maybe he had a knife. I have a knife. I got a knife that's been around for 10 years.
But the knife that did that would have had to been different. It's not like a pocket knife. That was a knife. Like a butcher's knife. It was a big knife.
Yeah, but you could buy that at Big Five for cash, like a hunter knife that you cut open a deer with or some shit like that.
Yeah, but OJ walking around with a hunter's knife on his side? You know, the kind of knife you keep in a case?
He walking around with it on his side all damn day long.
So genuinely, okay, so what do you feel happened? You feel he went there to kill her. So he had the knife there.
Yeah, I don't think he found it on the way. I don't think he just went there without a plan and was like, this is ridiculous. Look at that gold instead of a bitch.
Yeah, but that
holy
would,
fuck, who left this knife here?
But see that,
and then just went all out.
But that wouldn't be a crime of passion.
I know. No, yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
How?
Because, well, that's the definition of a crime of passion. It's just an emotionally driven act of violence.
But it's instant. It's triggering. That's
highly reactive. Not all crime of passion are hyper-reactive.
That would be premeditated murder. If he went over there with a knife to kill her,
it's like a, what was the name of the guy?
If a dude go take time, like, I'm just thinking like this, Peter, if you go get a knife and you go kill somebody, you go put some tennis shoes and some jeans on and a t-shirt at least.
Well, I don't know what you're going to murder him. Fuck in. I ain't going to go
but
that
far. But you're not going to go put a three-piece suit, though, dog, and just go kill the motherfucker. You go add some shit to where obviously you can run and you can fight in. And you know you're going to want the most comfort when you're out there swinging that blade.
Well, he doesn't have experience, I would imagine. This is not his second kill. This is his first and only kill.
That was part of the passion of the moment. He just said, nope, the moment is now.
Yeah, but Pete, like, he was somewhere, was like, you know what? I'm about to kill this bitch. And was like, let me go buy a knife. And he comes with a knife, and he shows up, and she just happened to have somebody else there. That just don't feel like...
You think this motherfucker don't take the time to go buy a Ginsu and all that? Gee, hell no.
Motherfucker,
a knife, and they kick you.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Where was the murder? Where's the missing set? They would have showed us that.
Oh, that's not true.
In this case, they wouldn't show
it.
I'm saying, so if he buys it in a set, okay, even then somebody.
Stiff.
But even then, they would have just, like, when did he decide this?
Oh, find his knife set and say, oh, a knife is missing. Hell no.
Hell yeah, they would. Pete, tell them they would do that.
If it's, that's, they would do that.
If it's a but part of a set.
That's if it's in a set.
Okay, so.
I've bought one-off kitchen knives before. They were shitty and they're gone now, but like.
So he buys a hunting knife with the intention to kill her, or he just has a hunting knife?
I personally, I think it was a boiling up type of thing. And there was probably like 4 or 5 instances before where he wanted to do it and didn't and got a little closer to do it. I'm going to buy this shit. Ah, fuck it. Talk himself out of it. Talk himself back into it. Boils up again. Talks himself out of it. And then one day it just happened.
But that type of shit, Pete, don't happen. Not on a double homicide with a knife. That's that. Like he had.
Those don't happen very often. I don't know how much.
Sure. Yeah. 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 Well, you like that. Like that's like Richard Ramirez. Like, and niggas asleep in the house. Like, it's hard to kill two motherfuckers with a knife that's woke. You ever notice that's like a daunting task? Usually the second motherfucker gets stabbed, but they don't die because they usually probably getting out of Dodge. They saw you stab the first motherfucker.
You ever notice that's a daunting task? Like, it ain't like you've been out there killing motherfuckers with knives, though.
I'm just saying, have you ever, on a podcast ago, you said you shot somebody. You ever stabbed a motherfucker?
No, I ain't never stabbed
nobody. You ever seen a motherfucker get stabbed?
Yeah.
Are you going to stand right there when that motherfucker gets stabbed?
Oh, no, the person getting stabbed is trying to run too. You know,
I'm talking about you saw me getting stabbed. And it's a motherfucker that's a stabber. You mean you going to sit right there and be looking like, man, they just stabbed glasses?
Oh, no, I'm going to try to hit this nigga with some shit. I'm going to do something.
No, if that motherfucker turn around with that knife, your ass is going to run. That's the first immediate reaction.
I would like to think if y'all saw me getting stabbed with something, y'all looking for the strap or y'all getting a batter or something.
The strap, strap over there, not the strap right here. He got a knife stabbing your ass. I'm not walking up on this motherfucker. He got a knife.
Yeah, that's true.
Motherfucker gonna have to stab me in the back. Hold up, I need to go get a gun. This nigga got I need to one-up this motherfucker. I'm not finna go. Only girls do emotional shit like that. Somebody got a knife, they come out with a knife. That's dumb as a motherfucker. You got a knife, I got a gun. You got a gun, I got a Uzi. I'm topping you. What's this, the fucking third century? We both got swords. We're gonna knife fight?
Like, we're gonna tie our arms together like bad or whatever?
Yeah, like sword, yeah.
I think she walked into it. I think she's... All I'll say is, for how I know the way white women handle stress...
For sure, in every movie.
I think she walked dead. They get discombobulated and walked dead.
Orenthal, why would you stab?
What's going on? Oh, my God. Ah, why would you do that? What's that noise? Oh, my God. What's happening? And then just keep walking. And why is this? Next thing you know, walk dead ass in.
Hey, this is why we're going to get canceled. I'm fucking crying. You just described every scary movie with a white woman.
Some of them, those ones are terrible. I don't watch many of those. Those are more like...
That's what would have happened to Nicole. She was like, "Well, no, are you stabbing that man? I'm coming
Nicole
over there."
Nicole wouldn't have known. The way I'm seeing is like, look, the corridor where all the blood is, right?
Sure.
You got this. You've got a tremendous amount of growth on both sides and a wall.
Point.
And then an iron door that's got that metal meshy shit top to bottom. So it's the middle of the night. You aren't seeing shit. You're hearing shit. And you just walk out, open the door, and you're right there. Because, I don't think there's any way for that to not be poorly lit. And you just... hear commotion and you'd have to walk in to find out. And it's scary movies. They know the killer's in the house. They just, for some reason, want to stay in the goddamn house. That I don't understand. There's a whole lot of outdoors and they're never in it with the scary movies. They always stay indoors.
This is why we getting canceled.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.